The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Welcome into this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon, and yes, it is a ho-ho-ho Christmas edition of Implicit Bias just for you. We have all kinds of great stuff in store for you over the next 2 hours as we solve the problems of the world, one weekly whiskey or international soft drink at a time. We'll explain that later. Hour one of Implicit Bias is brought to you by Piper Savin, 3916 West Congress. And if you are listening on the Saturday before Christmas 2023, when this will air on terrestrial radio, if you do not have a gift for that cigar smoker, that pipe smoker in your life, 3916 West Congress, Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist, there, available, waiting for you to help you find exactly what you need for that special person. 553 square feet of walk-in humidor. Go tell Renee your Implicit Bias sent you. So, yes, it is a Christmas edition of Implicit Bias. And as I said, we've actually got presents here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. Well, let me rephrase that. We have a present here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, and it's for the Rustic Renegade. We have a very special episode for some special guests. We've got John Mode of the Dania Beach Bourbon Club, who's going to join us for this episode because he gave the gift to Caleb. And we'll, as I said, get into that in a minute. But we also have some guests that we've had on here before, and we decided it was time to kind of redo this and do something a little bit different. Because, see, there's a time and a place for everything. And this year has been one of those years that's been almost super mega over ridiculously serious in the course of the year. When you think about everything that's gone on in 2023 and everything that has hit the news and everything that hasn't hit the news, It's been a big one. I mean, we've got, regardless of what aisle or side of the aisle you sit on, you can argue that the other side is interfering or attempting to interfere in an election. So you've got that. You've got sitting lawmakers who now have been busted with gold bars tied to armed robberies in their homes. You've got all kinds of information coming out. You've got, allegedly, before the end of the year, somewhere around 150 names from the Epstein flight logs that are supposed to be released. We've got a lot of stuff going on. But this week, this episode, this isn't the time or the place for all of those discussions. See, on Implicit Bias this week, we figured it was time to get a little bit lighter in the discussion, to have a little more fun with some things, to take maybe a little bit more humorous, a little bit more enjoyable of an angle. So that is exactly what we're going to do, because the time and the place, the Saturday before Christmas, well, it's about prepping the way. It is about preparing the way for the real reason that we are here. And some people are going to argue, man, you guys on Implicit Bias, you're there to drink whiskey and talk smack and you're all out of whiskey. No, that's not why we're here. We do that, don't get me wrong, but that's really not why we're here. Why we're here is to have a conversation. All sides, we're open to the entire conversation and we're all friends when it's over, but all sides of the conversation that needs to be had that we haven't had in a while, that, to be quite honest, the next generation needs to be able to have amongst themselves, as well as with us. Much like Christmas is about preparing the way, not for all the presents and all the other stuff that comes with it, but preparing the way for what we believe is our Savior, the God-man who would show us the servant model or the servant leader model that we should and we try to emulate. Now, none of us completely succeed. Some of us succeed in some ways and fail in others, and some of us succeed in those others and fail in some ways. But the reality is, that's what this season should be all about. preparing the way. So that is what we're going to do this week on Implicit Bias, as we bring you yet another version, because we did this a couple years ago. We strayed away from it last year just because time got in the way, but we wanted to make sure we got back to Implicit Bias Jr. We have with us here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, as I said, Caleb Morse. He's got a present. We also have Isaac and Remy Morse, his sons. We also have Connor Bordelon, my son. We are going to engage in conversations that are probably a little bit lighter, where we're all going to disagree. We're going to yell at each other, make fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about some things that they like on their palates, what they like to taste, a little more age appropriate for them. We're going to talk about another weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. We're going to start preparing you for what we're going to do at Mr. Lester's Steakhouse as we get into 2024. We are going to have tons of fun. This episode, it's all about the fun. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure some stories are going to creep their way in short, quick references, but that's all we're going to keep them to. Because outside of that, we want this to prepare the way for you, for us, for the next generation to figure out, hey, on Saturdays at 10 a.m., if I'm listening on terrestrial radio or wherever you pull down our podcast, by the way, we're available everywhere, Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it, wherever you pull it down, wherever you listen, whenever you listen, the goal is to help us know, hey, you know, those young men, that discussion, it's all about their implicit bias. I've got mine too, and I want to join in. So tune in with us for the next 2 hours. As we all jump in the conversation, we are going to talk our weekly whiskeys from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. We are going to bring in from the Dania Beach Bourbon Club, Mr. John Mode, just south of Fort Lauderdale. We are going to bring the crew in, have a fantastic time, and wish you all a very Merry Christmas on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean,
Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, at Piper's Haven. And you also have Lambergers.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories. You've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Let us bust your nuts. We promise you'll be satisfied. At Hightort, we have over 50 years of industrial and specialty bolting experience. With industry-leading technology, our expert team can help you with all of your industrial bolting applications. Hightort provides 24/7 assistance to optimize safety, improve quality, and make scheduling easy. Find us at hightorque.com or call 225-663-0345. We have offices in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Bossier, and Lake Charles. Hightort, busting nuts for over 50 years.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at TheRusticRenegade.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome back into this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. It is Implicit Bias Jr. as we get you ready for Christmas this week from the Top Secret Podcast Lair somewhere on Jefferson Street. Don't forget, if you are looking for someone that you need that present, not looking for someone, but looking for a present for someone, and they are that cigar smoker, pipe smoker, you need a Lamborghini, you can go take care of that person at Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. He is open the Saturday before Christmas, good to go to help you find whatever it is you need for that person in your life. 3916 West Congress, tell Rene Girard your Implicit Bias sent you. So we've got a number of things going on here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week. Let's start with introductions, and we're going to go with Implicit Bias senior introductions first. So across the table, he is the Rustic Renegade. He sat in for me last week when, unfortunately, man, the cold just got a hold of me. That flu was, it was bad.
It came out of left field. I think, what, did I call you or you called me?
No, I called you Wednesday morning because we were recording on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I was like, unless everyone in the Top Secret Podcast Lair would like to run 102 degree fever like I am, I probably shouldn't be there tonight.
Like, I knew the moment you started talking, I was like, oh, he's feeling rough.
Yeah, it was bad. So I appreciate you being there. Thank you. And glad you're back this week and you get to kind of sit over there, enjoy your weekly whiskey and play on your phone and all
it's
that.
It's way less work on this side.
it's a lot easier, isn't it? Yeah, to be the interviewee as opposed to the interviewer.
And then Sam tries to steer the ship and all this other stuff. And then we're fighting for control. It's this weird dynamic.
Well, and the hard part is, please tell me you at least sit over here so you can see Sam.
I did.
Okay.
And I think, so he didn't really wave the finger like he normally does.
Oh, he didn't give you the finger?
It was more like two arms in the air and like, we really need to stop.
So you were like giving him the directing a plane waves from the corner, Sam?
Like, we're about to hit an iceberg. Can you please stop?
It was good. It was worth it, you know?
Look, the show got rave reviews. Everybody loved it, especially the attempted impersonations of me, apparently.
That was impromptu.
Yeah, well, as it should be.
And then Sam's duck call was impromptu, which was worthwhile.
You mentioned that people came into the shop attempting to imitate Sam's duck call.
Multiple people, and I think this can continue for the rest of our life. And I want to make a little Sam duck call that I guess you'll have to blow in the back end. And that sound will come out.
Yeah, my management team has recommended that I stop giving away the duck call for free. And we're working on a prototype right now. So, we'll, you know, coming soon, Christmas 2024.
And Sam, it sounds like you actually aren't feeling real well this week. Like you're dealing with something over in the corner, which we'll keep.
Yeah, but I'm a warrior. I'm battling. I'm a warrior. I will fight through.
As long as you're not running a fever, we're good. And you do sit at a different table, which makes it a little easier.
No, I had a cold last week, but it actually broke up and I'm feeling better than I have.
Wait, you had a cold last week?
Yeah, last week. We recorded last Wednesday, and I was like, that was the first day where I had like a tickle.
Here comes the excuse.
And then the Thursday, started feeling bad. So it's been like,
there it is, it landed.
8 days. So this is like the eighth day of symptoms. So I'm pretty good now.
Whatever.
So wait, are you saying that you weren't feeling good right now to get out of the date that you had scheduled that you missed or that you were sick for? Or are we just.
I haven't missed any dates.
Really?
Caleb keeps trying to. So for those who don't know what's going on, Caleb is attempting to bait Sam into telling him something about his love life because Sam never talks about it. Sam never shows up to any of the stuff that we do anymore that's like extracurricular, like winner, winner, implicit dinner. He doesn't show up to, you know, any of that stuff and hang around and hang out with the crew. He just like. He turns into Kaiser Soze and he's gone.
He just wants to vanish.
Yeah, he does. And he certainly does not want to bring anyone else in his circle around the Implicit Bias crew.
I wish he would. I would love to meet Beatrice or Bethany or Catherine.
Irma.
All sound like wonderful ladies.
Helen.
Katarina. Yeah, Russian mail order. So, you know. All right. So that's the senior part. Well, shy of one. So let's introduce the voice from the ether. He is coming to us from Dania Beach, just south of Fort Lauderdale. John Moe. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have to note that I fly in from Florida, and then Sam's like third cousin, twice removed, is coming to town. He hadn't seen her in 6 months, so
yeah. And Sam vacates. Just I'm not going to be there. Not going to make it. Yeah, am I wrong, Sam? That's pretty much exactly what you said.
I would say sister, but you know, third cousin twice removed. All right.
It's okay. Caleb went ahead and poured me like 8 fingers of bourbon the second we walked into implicit dinner. So I took care of you, bro.
That's his move. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Look, consistency is key. Okay.
And all I know is this. Those who attended, and we talked a little bit about this, but those who attended Winner Implicit Dinner had a dang good time.
I didn't hear a single person complain until the next morning.
Correct. And there were only a couple who apparently were under the weather the next morning and made it a little rough.
I mean, the trick is hydrate.
Correct.
Hydrate. I mean, look, I probably consume a little bit more sometimes than most, you know, during these kind of things. But hydrate, especially if you want to try to keep up.
Well, and Mr. Lester's did such a great job because it's hydrate and eat. And the Definitely. Food was fantastic at Mr. Lester's. I mean, the pistachio crusted tenderloin, the mini beef Wellingtons, the soft shelled crawfish. It was all so good. Just so good. So we made sure we ate plenty. Those of us who were a little more experienced knew what we were doing. Ate plenty, hydrated, had a fantastic time. And by the way, can't wait to be back at Mr. Lester's February 8th.
Ooh.
It is the Thursday before Mardi Gras, Mr. Morse.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
That is going to be tons of fun. Yeah. Yes. So we will be back. And by the way, in between now and then, we're going to have to give away. So stay tuned. We have another $500 food credit at Mr. Lester's, dinner for two, and a hotel room to give away during the month of January when that comes up. That is going to be fantastic. We will give you more details on that on social media here on the show. And we will work that in. Let's do the Implicit Bias Junior introductions now. And we're going to start with the youngest man in the room. He is the youngest son of Caleb Morse, Remy Morse, who is back on the show. Remy, you got to eat the microphone when you talk to it. What's the matter? Are you upset that you're actually being told that you're the youngest here in the room?
I honestly have no clue what to talk about.
Well, just say hello.
My name is Remington Morse. There. I am 14.
Yeah.
Youngest son of them all. I have one brother who will be introduced next.
Yes, he will be introduced next. And I like the way he does that. Next. Very well done. Okay.
I was just trying to do the same duck call as
Well, saying. Remy, I also know, so for those who want to understand the backstory behind Implicit Bias Junior, Remy is one of the driving forces. Meaning Remy, every time I go in the shop, will not leave me alone about doing another show where, hey, can the kids come on? Can we do toys and Christmas gifts and fun stuff and soft drinks and sodas? And every time I see Remy, he brings it up. But here's the deal. It's a good idea, which is why we do it. It's one of the reasons we do it. If it was a bad idea, I'd tell you, I don't think it'll work. But this works. We've done it before. We've had fun. So Remy, thank you for continuing to drive this portion of Implicit Bias.
I try to push myself out and get all of us to be entailed in the
entailed
tasting experience.
You sound just like your dad.
Okay, so speaking of sounding just like his father, now let's go to Remy's brother, who is Isaac Morse. Isaac, now, Isaac, I got to tell you, Isaac, you almost don't qualify for Implicit Bias Junior anymore. Even though you are a junior, you're 18.
I am.
So you're not part of the younger portion of the show, but you're also not quite yet ready for the full-on experience, because while you are 18, and this is where we can get a little funky and a little fun, you know, you're old enough to get shot for your country. You're old enough to vote. You are old enough to be held legally liable for any of your actions. You're old enough to go to federal pound me in the prison for anything you might do, yet you are not old enough to legally purchase a drink. So we brought you here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, and you know, when your parents are with you in the state of Louisiana, if they order for you, guess what? That's all on you. So I see you've got some of the soft drink, but I also know you tasted a little whiskey, didn't you? Yeah, you got to eat the microphone. We got to hear you.
Oh, I did. Because
it's radio. They got to hear it, not see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So did you taste the soft drink already?
Not yet. Actually, they all tasted it already off of the air. I'm like, no, we'll get to this on
Okay, so then we'll come back to you. But we're thrilled that you're here. We're glad that you get to bridge the gap. Like it's a joiner, right? You are the joiner between the two different sections of Implicit Bias, senior and junior, because you're right there smack in the middle. So let's go to the last member of Implicit Bias, junior, here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. This is my son, Connor. So Connor, I'm going to ask you to kind of open up and tell us about this soft drink that you picked out for you, Remy, and Isaac to try here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair.
Okay, so I went and bought this soft drink 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
So I went to World Market and they had, it's called Iron Brew, but it is spelled I-R-N-B-R-U. So it is a Scottish soft drink. It was created for iron workers to kind of, as a, like a refreshing drink to kind of give them a little break in their day during lunch, as well as it has caffeine in it to energize. And it was made for iron workers to give them a little extra boost. So, the flavor doesn't really have a description. It literally just says carbonated flavored soft drink. but tasting it, I've kind of had like, there's a description I can give it.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's start with Remy. Remy, I'm curious as to what you think of this Iron Brew.
It kind of gives a smell of a cream soda.
Okay.
But once you take a sip of it, it's like a... the way I described it originally was a no-flavored cream soda with water and like a singular squeezed orange slice.
So it's like an orange cream soda.
Yes, and it's very...
Without all the added flavor that you expect. So kind of thin.
Kind of thin, pretty much watered down in some ways, but yes.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Isaac wants to try this, like, with the microphone in front of him. That I get the feeling that's what he wants to do, and I'm all in. We're all for it. Okay, Isaac. So, for those who don't know what this Iron Brew looks like, it's orange.
It looks kind of like Fanta Orange.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Fanta Orange.
It smells like a cream soda, for sure.
Okay.
I'm getting that. Tastes like watered-down orange juice. That's it. Watered down orange juice. What do you... Did you just go
with carbonation?
The carbonation is very light in it. I kind of describe it as like it's very light and refreshing, kind of like a refreshing cream soda.
So it's not as sweet of a cream soda. Like cream soda is syrupy.
It's not
sweet.
Very sweet.
Not very sweet. Okay, I got to at least smell this. Yeah. So I get the cream soda reference to it. I absolutely get it. I can see how though it would not necessarily taste like cream soda. That does make sense to me. So fellas, I appreciate that, and I hope you guys enjoy that, as we are now going to jump into the senior part of it and go with our weekly whiskey. Caleb, you want to say something?
So I was Googling Iron Brew, right? And what I thought was interesting is it's known as Scotland's second favorite beverage.
Well, I was curious because I'm pretty sure that all Scottish cuisine is based on a dare. So when Connor told me it was Scottish, I was like, I don't know how this is going to be.
So actually, fun fact, Trump tried to get it banned from a resort that he owns in Scotland, and he received a huge amount of backlash from Scottish citizens.
Interesting.
I guess they could have used the...
Well, culturally, it's something that they like. Yeah. It's something that's part of who and what they are.
I think I read 1898 was when it first came out. It's known for this bright orange color, which it is a bright orange color.
It is, yeah.
That looks like what happens... if you don't drink enough water for like 3 days.
I was about to say, syrup and orange.
It's impressive.
Okay, so let's jump to the weekly whiskey. And now Sam pilfered the bottle over there. Like, not only did he pour himself another pour here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, he kept the bottle. So let me walk you through our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, and Maurice. This is a really unique brand of whiskey, right? K. Luke is not a distiller in any way, shape, or form. The guy who started K. Luke actually started this. He's a liquor store owner who was known for his palate and his ability to buy store picks. So what he did was he got his DSP, his distiller's license, which allowed him to then bottle, label, and resell liquor anywhere in the U.S. and he started blending his store picks and called them K-Luke. So that is what this is. K-Luke is this particular, and the guy's out of Mississippi. And his stuff is well known around the country. Like, people know, oh, K-Luke, yeah. Yeah, that's allegedly really good stuff. So this is the blended straight bourbon whiskey. This is batch 7. It comes at an 116.4 proof, or what, 58.2% alcohol by volume. So the proof is going to be kind of right up the alley of those here in the Top Secret podcast lair. 116 is what we really like. Now, we also really like rye. So my question is, where does this land on the flavor profile? And what do you think? Sam, let's start with you, because, like, and I don't know what happened last week. I don't know if you went in for like a second, third, fourth pour of what you had, but like, you're already done with your second pour of this.
Yeah, I'm an animal. I'm an absolute machine. Yeah, so this thing gets right up on you, doesn't it? First sip, it lets you know. We got some, this is a whiskey that you're sipping on. It lets you know right up front. I could tell immediately that it was going to be one of the higher proof ones. So you said 116. You could tell this is going to be over 110 for sure. And you're going to notice it and you're going to feel it whenever you sip on it. Still not crazy, not overwhelming with the proof. It's, I mean, if you're into higher proof whiskeys, it's definitely something that you can handle. It's a really viscous whiskey, and it's one that the flavor is intense, man. It lets you know. It punches you in the mouth right away, and it's bright, it's bold. I'm getting some oak, almost like a cedar kind of brightness to it, like the smell of cedar, just like really sharp. I think you can tell that it's a blended whiskey. Initially, whenever I sipped it, I thought that it was a finished whiskey and something else because it's got that snap to it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I almost thought it was going to have some sort of finish to it. The crazy part is this is not their top tier bottle. Their top tier bottle, which cannot stay on the shelves at New News, is finished in, I believe it's a Cabernet cask finish.
I'm 90% sure it's Cabernet.
Right? It's a wine cask finish. This is not, which is actually one of the things when I was having the conversation with the bourbon boss at New News, Aaron Goss, I was like, all right, this is one that, man, I've got to jump in with because I've heard so much about it. And I've heard so many good things. To your point, the proof is right where we like it. It's proofed, but it's not overproofed. It doesn't eat you alive. I get a lot of that big bourbony McBourbon type flavors that you would expect off of this. And to your point, it is bold. It is robust. Caleb, I'm curious as to what you have in our whiskey tasting journal, which is rapidly filling up.
I put a bunch of words, but I'm curious, Sam, when you said you could tell it was a high proof out the gate, was it from the nose or from the taste?
I think it was a little bit of both, probably more so from the taste. I think whenever it's the higher proof, like, I can feel it a little bit more. It gives me that feeling of warmth a little bit more, and you could, that's where I got the.
Okay. I was curious because when I smelled it, I started writing two sections in the notes now. I put the nose up top. So I've got heavy spice, cinnamon, followed by black pepper, and then heavy smoked wood. That's what I get on the nose of it. And then the moment I tasted it, my first two words are slow hug. I feel like it brings you in and just slowly kind of envelops you. Very winey on the front palate. Because I get that viscosity, that kind of, not acidic, like a tannin or something flavor. It's maybe pruney almost.
I do get a little bit of wine to it, almost a little bit of, and I know this is going to sound crazy, almost a little bit of heavy syrup Dr. Pepper.
It's been so long since I drank soda, I wouldn't even know.
But almost like it's just a little bit of the syrup on the tongue, and it's prune, right?
Yeah.
That's the flavor.
Yeah.
It's that pruney, I get a little bit of that on the front, and I'm almost like, yeah, it's almost like a wine cask finish, a little bit.
I agree with the sharpness, and I always call it like the bite of a soft drink.
Yeah.
I always
associate
that bite with a finish on it, but apparently this doesn't have a finish, but it has that bite.
Yeah. It does.
It definitely comes with their blend because you have very distinct layers of flavor. So I get that up front, the winey front with that slow hug. Then I get a heavy earth mid, right? So like I'm getting leathers.
That's when I start tasting more of like the raisin, that kind of stuff in the middle of the palate. And then you get this spicy finish, and I just put with weight. It's viscous. It's lasting. It draws. That's why I think a slow hug fits it perfect, because it's just like that warm embrace that you're like, I'm not ready to give this up yet, you know? And I really enjoy the palate on this one. I think there's a lot going on, but there's a lot of distinct flavors. Even though it's a blended, they have distinct points in each part of the flavor, which is very impressive.
So what's really interesting is on the mash bill note, it does say low rye. It is not a high rye finish to get you that pepper, that spice that we actually like a lot here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, but it would explain why you get a lot of that sweet, a lot of that corn, that syrupy kind of flavor to it, and give you a lot of that viscosity. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's put this on the number one Morse whiskey rating code. Actually, let's do this. Let's go around the table for Implicit Bias Jr. on their Iron Brew, and we're going to let them rate this on the Morse whiskey rating code. Red, I wouldn't drink this even if it was free. Yellow, I would drink it, but only if it was free. Green, I would buy this. Or blue, I want this again. So Remy, let's start with you as you engulf that double doozy cookie from New News, which is so fantastic.
It is that little cookie. Very, very good. Actually, I'd say almost diabetes good. The drink, on the other hand, I'd give it about green is once
green,
again,
green is I would buy it.
I would buy it. If I saw in the store, I would buy it. Or you can look at it at the yellow kind of sense, but you can't go in the
nope,
middle.
Nope, nope, nope.
You can't go in the middle.
Then pick. You're trying to split a hair here that is not able to split.
I go with the green.
You're going with the green. Okay.
Because it's at the flavor point where it tastes good, but the watered down kind of area of it is wherever you start to lose it. Because if you're out, as Connor said, if you're out and you're working, this is a good thing to sit down so you're not going to get hit with a bunch of acid or something that's going to make you have heartburn. But it's also to where it's enough to drink.
Okay. All right, Isaac. So what are your thoughts on this Iron Brew? IRNBRU. Where would you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code? Red, yellow, green, or blue?
Give it a green.
Give it a green.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's not great. I'd drink it if I bought it. But I mean, if I saw something I really liked more, I'd get that instead.
Okay, well, and that's most of life, right? There's always going to be something that I probably want more. Mm-hmm. But if this is one that you look at and go, yeah, I'd buy it again, that's pretty cool. Okay, so we've got two greens so far. So, Connor, your vote, much as I hate to tell you, probably doesn't matter unless you're not going to go with a green. What are you going to rate this as?
I'm going to give it a green.
Okay.
Mainly on the basis that, like, it's very good. I like it a lot, but I don't know if I would actively seek this out.
Okay. You don't know if you go out of your way to go find it.
Right. Like, if this was actively, like, if I could find this, like, at convenience stores everywhere, it'd be like one of those drinks that I have every now and then, but I don't always get. It's not like an Old Faithful.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. So all the way around, and Sam's telling us we got a minute. Let's go ahead and rate K-Luke on the Morse Whiskey rating code. And what would you pay for the What Would You Pay championship belt chain from Luxury Limo of Lafayette? Caleb, where do you rate K-Luke this 116 proof batch 7?
6375 green.
Green. Okay. Sam.
I'm gonna go green as well. I would totally get why somebody would say blue, but I'm gonna go green. That's a solid price. I'll go. Is it just us two voting?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And this is multi-year. This is multi-year.
All right, so I was gonna go okay, so you're saying that it's more expensive. So if shush. I want, shush. If I want,
shush. I'm helping you out. I'm helping you out, Sam.
I'm going to go about $45. I knew that if I gave that number, he would come up higher because that's where it belongs to be.
Which he knows. All right. So we're going to go. We're going to listen to John Moden, what he's got. We're going to talk to him after coming out of the next break. This officially a green. It's actually split decision. It's a two green, one blue call, because I actually would go with a blue with this. This is something that I seek out. I want this on the bar. This is fantastic. I love it. It's $105. So this is one of those bottles that's a little bit more, and Caleb gets to wear.
Congratulations, Caleb.
To be honest, I was thinking probably in the upper 80s.
Yeah.
Because it's a blend of a lot of high-end stuff.
Yep.
I was thinking it's got to be at least 85, 88.
So, I mean, it for what you're getting, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You can catch it at New News, our weekly whiskey partners, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice. Come back. We're going to hear from John Mode, what he's sampling on this Christmas weekend of Implicit Bias, and dive into some of the fun stories we've got for you this week, all right here on your favorite Implicit Bias.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to AxisMed.com to find out more. AxisMed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at EonofLouisiana.com. That's EonofLouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. This is Hour 1 brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Louisiana's only certified WASP. Certified WASPer tobacconist? No.
Hold on.
Suffer and succotash.
Yeah. I can't get over the fact that you know his address by heart, but you tripped on that.
Well, okay. So, because I'm thinking in my head, he is also the certified wizard of tobacco. Yeah. So, certified master tobacconist and okay, wizard I mean, kind of got joined together. So, he's the certified waster tobacconist now, yeah. Yeah. Which might just be something that should stick. I don't know.
He's not in this week. He's out hunting wabbits.
Waskily wabbits.
3916 West Congress. Go see Renee. He has everything you're looking for. 553 square feet of walk-in humidor. If you didn't get what you want for Christmas, go see him for New Year's, because look, not only is a cigar a great way to wrap up 2023 with your favorite weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice, a cigar is also a great way to light fireworks. It's a great way to light things that can blow up.
You can be the cool uncle.
Yes.
You could smoke the Padermo 30, which is the cigar he recommended last time.
That is the cigar
of the month. Yes.
Damn, got it right.
So you could easily smoke that, light the fireworks, and not the little crappy ones that you bought, the ones you should have bought.
Yes.
And then you're ready for the new year.
Things that make big explosions, which, by the way, always use them safe. Please, like, Roman candles in your hand, it's just, if it goes sideways, it's really, really bad. Please don't do things like that. Use them safe. Set good examples. Make sure everybody's got, you know, hands, fingers, knees, and toes when it's all over.
Yeah, the best advice someone ever gave me is you don't do dumb stuff where other people can see you.
But you never took that advice. All right. So speaking of doing dumb stuff, John Mode is with us from Dania Beach. John, how are you?
I'll take things that go bang for 500, come on.
Okay.
I'm so doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So speaking of that, what are you sampling in your top secret podcast lair annex, which is kind of what you have.
So, so I had actually not even heard of K-Luke before I saw the post, and auditorily that was a green or maybe a blue for me. I didn't have that, so I am drinking Old Elk Infinity Blend.
Okay.
Which has a lot of caramel and nutmeg and just very holiday spice roasted nuts vibes to it. So I figured that was a pretty good Christmas beverage.
Awesome.
Which
awesome.
I like an auditorial blue.
An audial blue?
An audio. A Waster tobaccoist?
A Waster tobacconist, yes. Okay, so John, I think it's time for us to actually have a little bit of fun. We've only got like 8 minutes for this segment, which we're probably now down to like five. But there is a present sitting here on the table in the top secret podcast lair that I am told belongs to Caleb Morrison. He has a knife out to open it, which no, you don't get to open this with a knife. You've got to go caveman on this and open it with your hands. Caveman.
Just stab it really hard.
Cavemen did not use their hands.
So he's going to use his teeth. Okay. Now, the fun part is it is in a box.
Okay.
And Caleb's like, I got a thermal cup. No, you did not get a thermal cup. That is not what's there.
Paper.
Paper. And this is just for you. Okay.
Oh, so, I don't know.
So you have to tell people what this is. And the fun part is, Caleb, that entire jar?
It's a jar.
Is just for you.
Jar.
The color of this. This is Eggo brunch in a jar. Waffles and syrup, cream liqueur. I'm curious.
Yes, there we go. This is what we were waiting for. So he's
it smells like waffles and syrup, 100%. Like the early in the morning, you're in Texas and they have Texas-shaped waffle irons. This is the smell of the breakfast. Shut the front door.
Oh, no. Don't tell me it's good. Don't tell me that it's actually decent.
No, it's not. It's fair. It's fair. But it tastes like it tastes like waffles.
Okay.
With like maple syrup, thick maple syrup.
So, John, I believe you have a challenge for the Rustic Renegade with said.
Oh, am I going to throw up?
Brunch in a jar. You might.
No, actually, okay, so come on. I'm going to save that challenge for next year. But what I will say, the challenge that you're thinking of, I'm going to save it for next year because I have a really, really good idea and I'm going to fly in for it. So
okay.
We're going to skip that challenge. The only challenge I will issue, Caleb, is A, I would love for you to serve this week at the Rustic Renegade.
Done.
Give it. Just as people come in, just give them a pour. And I would love for it to make the shelf in the back and possibly maybe appear in a Facebook video.
Oh, it will.
I would enjoy this thoroughly. That's all I'm asking. I do have it here myself.
Did you
and try? I was smelling it and tasting it as you were describing it.
It is like you taste,
it's a trip to Waffle House.
Yeah, like it's not just like I like my waffles with a little bit of syrup on them. I've actually gotten to where I like waffles and pancakes with powdered sugar and lemon. Have you had that yet?
Not lemon, but I've had powdered sugar on it.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Not lemon.
Powdered sugar and lemon. Done. Game changer.
This is like when you're a child and your pancakes or waffles are just swimming and they're like moist
covered
with syrup.
I've got to smell what moist with syrup smells like.
You've got to taste it.
Drenched.
You've got to like it does taste like,
oh my god, like, that smells disgusting.
It does taste like waffles and syrup.
Oh, it just
it really lingers.
Just put it on your tongue.
It really just it stays in there.
Oh dear lord, it's so oversweet.
We've had whiskeys worse than this, though.
But it's so oversweet. I mean, it's that artificial syrup flavor on the back end that is just that. And Sam, don't put that in that rock heavy tumbler, that beautiful Czechoslovakian crystal. I would not do that.
You can sip out of it, Sam. Don't worry.
Sam, you've got another glass over there that's just a glass. I would put it in there.
Yeah, that's a valid point. He's got gonorrhea syphilis.
I wonder if you could cook this.
Dude, you could probably cook it. Do a lot with that.
Oh.
A lot of things that aren't drinking it. That's what it's just.
It smells tremendous.
I have never seen that anywhere.
It smells like a continental breakfast.
Yeah. I was passing it to Mr. Sam, and I could smell it. Yeah. And it just like...
My bad, dude. I'm sorry.
It's like it's like I got a whiff of Waffle House.
Yeah. No. It's like... It's so oversweet.
Oh, my God. I just figured it out. Super Troopers. When he's doing the syrup challenge.
The syrup challenge and Super
Troopers. Okay. I am all that is man. Like this is what I imagine drinking a bottle of Aunt Jemima would taste like.
That is a wild experience right there, boys.
That is. So here's the really crazy part. So John sent this in, right? And I am at New News this week picking up our weekly whiskey.
And they had this.
They don't have this. Oh. They have an Eggo eggnog.
Really?
Which I'll be willing to bet the Eggo eggnog might be interesting, because if you like eggnog, if you know, you know. And we know. We'll be back and wrap up hour one of this week's episode on Implicit Bias.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go in and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at therusticrenegade.com.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Wrapping up hour one on this week's episode of Implicit Bias, I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We're brought to you in hour one by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. He is Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist and the only certified wizard of tobacco in the universe. Just ask Caleb. Caleb, like, he is the certified wizard.
He's certified because of the beard and... I almost went somewhere. but yes, he's a certified wizard of tobacco.
And he knows literally what he's talking about.
Everything about tobacco.
The guy is Dumbledore of tobacco.
When we were talking about the other day about the Perdomo 30s and going into the flavor and then what's the difference between a shade grown and a sun grown, the amount of knowledge he has about cigars is ridiculous. I mean, I know a good bit about long range shooting and CQB and all that, and I feel wholly inadequate when we talk cigars. I'm just like, tell me I like it.
Well, that's not the only place I've heard you feel inadequate, but that's a whole other discussion. It was too easy. I'm sorry.
That was good.
It was too easy. Okay.
No, you walked right into that one.
So we are wrapping up hour one of this week's episode where we have Implicit Bias Senior and Implicit Bias Junior. So the younger members of the crew, Remy Morse, Isaac Morse, Connor Bordelon here. They are finishing up round one of their sodas. What Burley? I'm calling you Burley. What, Caleb?
It just dawned on me that I have a designated driver.
Well, Caleb, we still have to talk about Mr. Lester's, what they have available for the rest of December.
We can do that after this pour.
Which, as you go in a little more K-Luke, which you gave a green, but I'm thinking it's a blue for you now.
Well, I'm capitalizing on the moment.
Especially after that Ego brunch in a jar liqueur.
Why would you call it brunch in a jar is what I don't get. What crazy person is eating waffles at 10 o'clock? Waffles are like a 7 a.m. kind of thing or a 1 a.m. kind of thing.
Chicken and waffles is a classic brunch dish. Waffles. Yeah,
but this is not chicken and waffles in a jar.
I mean, you said what crazy person is eating waffles for brunch?
If
you
they put you chicken with that,
it's Eggo brunch in a jar, waffles and syrup, cream liqueur.
Brought to you by the Dania Beach Bourbon Club, John Moe. John, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You enjoying this discussion of this nasty thing you sent our way?
Are you having brunch right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm having brunch right now with my Eggo waffles, brunch in a jar. It's Aunt Jemima and some syrup. I do need to quickly give a public apology. If anybody saw a like highlighter blue Mustang driving around Lafayette just shortly after Implicit dinner, that was me. And I want to maintain my street cred and just say that was an entire elaborate joke to try and get Caleb to drive that to work the next day.
My wife and I talked about it and we were in the parking lot and she goes, "That's the car."
you were sniffed out, John.
No, I would have done that. Would have done it.
Yep.
It was a convertible and everything. My wife spent the entire time like shielding her face from the public.
funny. Okay. So as we wrap up hour one, we are going to talk about some of the things that we're going to do in hour two. The first of which is make sure you go find us on social media. Please subscribe to the podcast. Anywhere you find your podcast, you can find Implicit Bias. Whether it's Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you've got us all over. It really helps us out if you subscribe, download us each week, and make sure that you listen, catch your Implicit Bias. Caleb, you want to chime in?
You know what we need more of on those, though?
What do we need more
of? Reviews.
Oh, we do.
We do need more reviews on that.
We do. Maybe we should, you know what, because we've got a giveaway coming up in January. Maybe we should see what reviews we get on the podcast in January, and we're going to pick a review. Let's toy with that.
Can it be like I mean, it's not the sort of best review, but like...
No, the most outlandish review. First of all...
Like, after listening to Implicit Bias, my... something.
I went from 5'9 to 6'4 in 2 days after listening to Implicit Bias. Yeah. Couldn't be me because I'm not 5'9 on a good day. Anyway... That I like that idea. Yeah, so we might come up with the most creative review of the podcast, right? And we're going to give away. So you know what? We're just going to make it official. We're not going to set the end date. The end date is going to be sometime in January. But we are going to give away dinner for two up to $500. So a $500 food credit and a hotel stay for two at Cypress Bayou Casino. So dinner at Mr. Lester's. Hotel stay at Cypress Bayou. The only thing you have to do is tip your server.
And please do that well, because they earn it.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Especially after putting up with us.
And it's going to go to the best review of the Implicit Bias podcast. I'm going to check all platforms.
Sam will have to use his Grindr account to check that one.
We're going to put it out there on all our social media as well. But if you're listening, you get a head start. The best review. And by the way, I'm just saying, because it is our Implicit Bias, if it's a 1-star review, it ain't happening. If it's a 1-star review, you are not going to win.
My wife left me after listening to Implicit Bias because she learned
doesn't have to be a 5-star review, but a 1-star review that we're looking for. As Sam said earlier, we're looking for NIL on this one, right? We are looking for some sort of compensation, but we're going to make sure you're compensated as well. That's how we're going to do it. Now, the end date on this, we're going to announce as we get into the new year, right? So know that this is going to end sometime in January. I'm going to look at a calendar at some point and figure that out, when it's going to end. But we're going to give it plenty of time to get lots of reviews so we can read those reviews on the air, which will be hopefully incredibly fun, reading those reviews and letting people know, hey, this is your implicit bias. So we have plenty of fun stuff coming your way. We've actually got a little bit of a music discussion coming your way in hour two. Yeah, Sam's like, wait, we're going to talk music. We don't talk music often, Sam. So it's something that we need to discuss on a pretty consistent, maybe not consistent basis, but it's something that is relevant, right? Connor, get in the picture. Mr. Caleb wants to take one. And you know, you don't want to be in behind the microphone. You want to be in front of the microphone because he can actually see that. There we go. So that is going to be something we do in hour two. We are going to have another soft drink. We're going to have a weekly whiskeys that are available at Mr. Lester's this month for the remainder of the month at Cypress Bayou Casino. We are going to jump all in. So, Sam, how much time do we have left before I like dive into a topic here?
You have about a minute, 15 seconds-ish.
A minute, 15 seconds-ish? So
I just said ish to bother Caleb. That was the exclusive reason for saying
I don't need specifics. I don't, but I would have just said we have a minute.
You need specifics more than anyone I've ever met.
No, that's to me, that's a minute. A minute, 15? Bro, that's a minute.
So should we go into John Snyder and what Caleb sent us? Like, John Snyder wants to hang a president?
Yeah, so he tweeted, I don't know, it's been deleted, but social media, he put out that the president should be hung for treason and his son.
Explain
as well.
Who John Snyder is.
What?
Do you not know who John Snyder is?
People might not.
They don't listen to our show if they don't.
Okay, one of the Duke boys.
That's Bo Duke.
That's right. Bo Duke, right?
Sorry.
Bo and Luke Duke. Bo Duke, the blonde-headed one.
And look, as a musician, you should know who John Snyder is.
Of course, yeah.
He has blues albums.
Led Zeppelin.
And to be fair to John Snyder.
He has blues albums and everything else.
And albums?
To be fair to John Snyder, if he was saying, I believe you are guilty of treason.
That's right.
The penalty for treason
is the legal
is
penalty
still
for treason.
Hanging. It's death by hanging. And now Sam's giving me the finger, which means we're going to wrap up hour one. We're going to come back, talk hour two. We've got plenty of fun stories. We've got music. We've got Dukes of Hazzard. We've got it all coming your way on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.
can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm Kevon Bordelon, your host. Hour 2, we are brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. And fellas, I know, it's the Christmas edition of Implicit Bias, which means that there are some of you in the car right now listening on Saturday, December 23rd, going, I don't know what I'm getting. I don't know what I'm getting for her. I don't know what I'm getting. Take your car straight to William S. Nacol Jewelers. Ask for Grant Galatas. He will walk you through some simple questions, and she will get something she loves. I promise. They do a fantastic job of helping everybody out, making sure that, guys, we have exactly what she needs, exactly what she likes. They do a great job of it. And Grant, when you see him, you've got to give him the catchphrase. Caleb?
Big bet of diamonds for less.
Yeah, big a bet of diamonds.
I can't do it right. I can't.
You got to big a bet of diamonds for less. F-A.
Big a bet of diamonds for less.
There you go. You're getting there. You're getting the Kennebra, right? Yeah. You're getting a little bit of the Kenner. That's okay. Or the Kenna, not Kenner.
Look, I was more in the Metairie side.
Hey, I grew up Bonneville at the lake in Metairie. I spent more time in New Orleans than you did, obviously. But yeah, go see William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street, as we bring you this week's episode of Implicit Bias and Implicit Bias Junior. So let me walk you through who's in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week, as well as in the Top Secret Podcast Lair Annex, located in Dania Beach, Florida. So let's start with Implicit Bias Junior. To my left, we have the youngest progeny of the man, the myth, the legend, the rustic renegade. He is Remy Morse. Remy, I know you don't know that word. It's okay.
Brother, I don't know that
which
word.
Which one?
So, Remy, you are 14?
I'm 14 years of age.
14 years of age.
I'd extend that one.
Did you like go all Borat? I am 14 years of age. I mean, I was like, what is that?
Make it more pointy.
Pointy rocket. Yeah, but that was not Borat. That was the dictator.
That was the dictator.
That was the dictator. Yes.
Two different movies.
Yeah, two different movies. Still very funny. All right, but we're glad you're here, Remy, because without you, I don't know that we would have this episode of Implicit Bias Junior actually just happening, because you never let me forget about it. So I appreciate that.
Well, it's always great to be here.
All right. To Remy's right, to my left, sitting between us, is Remy's older brother. He is Isaac Morse, who is kind of the bridge, because he's not Implicit Bias Junior, but he's not completely legal for Implicit Bias just yet. He's 18, not 21.
True. I am the bridge between the two age gaps.
Okay. And you thought the first soda and was okay?
It was okay.
It was okay. All right. Well, I'm curious to see where the second one goes, even if it happens, because we're going to have to go into exactly why this one might not happen. And for that, we have to check in with my son, Connor Bordelon.
Real quick, how far away is the nearest hospital?
Yeah. Well, we are in Lafayette, so it's probably 15 minutes across town, no matter where you are. But it's a good 15 minutes away. So the question is, do we need it, Connor? My son, Connor Bordelon, who picked up the soft drinks for Implicit Bias Jr. And
okay, so I was doing a little bit of research, actually, just now.
Hold on. You got to give the backstory. What's the soft drink, first of all?
So it is a Japanese melon creamy soda made by UCC, which is a company that is, I think, most well known for their coffee. And they're big in Japanese vending machines. So Japan makes over $1 billion a year off of vending machines.
Well, no, it's over $1 billion a year industry in Japan. Right. The country doesn't make $1 billion, yeah, which is what you just said.
And from my understanding, UCC is very popular in there. But we discovered a little warning on the side of the bottle for the soda. And it says, should I read it?
Yeah, you can translate it.
Okay. So it says, warning, consuming this product can expose you to chemicals known as, I'm not going to try and pronounce that, bisphenol A, I think.
And then he tried.
I'm not going to try. So let's do it.
Which is known to the state of California to cause birth defects or other reproductive harm. For more information, go to www.p65warnings.ca.gov.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Go back and read like the first few words in front of the words in California. What does it say?
Known to the state of California.
Ah, okay. So apparently if you drink it anywhere else, it's okay. So but only in California.
I was doing a little bit of research, and apparently it was that label is there for a reason. Because there was a law passed in California that can classify anything like so low, like most drinks that have that label on there are like have like a 1 in 100,000 chance of it actually happening.
Okay, so hold on a second. Let's be clear. So
there's a chance.
Telling me there's a chance, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so then should our next disclaimer for implicit bias be known to the state of California to cause increased testosterone levels?
Yes. So for those who have not heard the, and you probably did because we're in segment one.
Wait, this boosts your testosterone? Right?
Sam's like, I'm all in. Sam's like, I'm all in. I'm waiting for my voice to deepen.
It'll happen one day, Sam. He still hasn't left puberty.
Wow. Dude, Remy is picking on Sam? Oh, Sam. So first of all, Sam, I'm sorry. Merry Christmas, Sam.
Thank you so much, man.
Because, you know, that probably comes from us picking on you. And I know you're not feeling great. We appreciate you being here and toughing it out so we can actually have this episode of Implicit Bias.
Yeah, I'm a warrior. And, you know, I'm pulling through. I'm not complaining like Caleb. I'm not going to talk about, you know, how I'm feeling right now. But I'm not feeling that great.
I'm not feeling that great. Inspired by Connor.
I'm not going to try and pronounce it. It wasn't that bad. No, it's all right. Okay, so here's the question. Are you young men actually going to try this? I mean, that's up to y'all.
I'll take those odds.
I'm going to take one for the team. 1 in 1,000? As the first one.
Okay. Well, then y'all can all crack it open. I mean, it's
1 in 100,000.
Get the ambulance and speed dial real quick.
Whatnot. So one thing.
Hold on. You don't have the microphone.
If my grandkids come out a certain way, I'm going to blame this soda or the woman they marry.
Okay. So you ready? You ready? That smells horrific.
It tastes horrific.
So what I read the label y'all were talking about. This is melon creamy soda made by a coffee company.
Okay, it tastes better.
Caleb, are you suggesting this is the first generation of Morse men to ignore a Surgeon General warning? Is that what's happening right now?
They're in a long line of people who choose to ignore warning labels. I can confidently tell you, Sam, that none of our mattresses have the tags on.
So I... Oh, how I wish we just had a visual in here and we were streaming this episode to get the look on Connor's face and Isaac's and Remy's face when they first tasted this, because the picture was worth 10,000 words, not just 1,000.
It tastes like stale melon.
It smelled like rotten melon.
Like,
oh, there's also,
I don't,
it's not bad.
I don't think it tastes much different from the Iron Brew.
No, yeah.
It tastes a lot like the Iron Brew, just a little sweeter.
So they tried to end up making it a cream soda when we're looking at it. It has milk instead of sweetened condensed skim milk. Skim milk.
For all you health nuts.
And the nuts would be about right. Nuts would be about right.
It's actually not terribly creamy, actually.
Because this I mean, the simple look on your faces makes me wonder why you are taking yet another sip of this at all. No, thank you.
Okay, it tastes a lot better than it smells.
It tastes a lot better than it smells.
It smells. Yes.
You ever had an upper GI? Have you had where you do the barium and everything else?
No, I have not. Thank goodness.
So if you have real bad acid reflux and all that, and you have to do an upper GI, maybe John, have you had an upper GI? I'm not asking about a lower GI.
I have not, but I probably should.
So you have to drink a barium, a mixture, which is like a banana melony. Like,
that sounds disgusting.
Heavy fluid. It smells exactly like this. Exactly.
So it sounds like one of those medical drinks that they give you. So
exactly,
they can...
like this tastes like carbonated barium.
Interesting.
This reminds me of
a very bad time in my life.
So what you're saying is that had a surplus.
Was there a lot of experimentation going on at that time, Caleb?
This was right before I had a lower GI.
Ooh.
This is
rough.
Yeah, so go ahead, Connor. No, I do not want to taste this. Thank you.
You do, because this is going to prepare you for many things.
No,
So, personally, as a fan of, like, if I am going to taste the Japanese soda, I will typically go for the melon flavor. I like melon.
I like melons.
I've seen Japanese cartoons before. I think they do, too.
So, I personally think I don't mind it. I don't think it tastes much different from the Iron Brew.
Kind of, sort of agreed on that.
It doesn't taste much different from the Iron Brew.
But
he agrees to disagree.
It's so the first one that we really hit on last year for the Christmas implicit bias junior whatnot thing.
Yeah, that was two
was
years
a,
ago.
2 years.
Oh, two years ago. Sorry.
Was casual 2 year ago callback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was a melon Japanese soda. And that one was. It wasn't so Japanese. It was Americanized.
It was a soda.
It was. This one, Japanese soda. It was American.
You look at the label, and it does not. It's very much like it's
different cultures, different flavor profiles.
It is Google Translate.
They are accustomed to different things. Yeah.
It is Google Translate Japanese
soda. So I think we've landed on where this melon creamy soda kind of gets us. Let's talk about the whiskey that we have here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair here in hour two. Because, Caleb, I think you so need some of this Fourgate that's available at Mr. Lester's this month.
Yeah, I'm
after all of what you did there.
So the problem I have right now, I'm going to finish, I have a little bit of K-Luke left. I took a second sip of this melon creamy soda. And chasing that with whiskey was a horrible idea.
Shocker. This is my shocked face.
Yeah. It, wow. That's like I'm at a loss.
Yeah, I'm at a loss that you would actually try that.
That's how much is you think that's like an ounce and a half?
Maybe an ounce. Yeah, probably
about an ounce.
Probably a full ounce.
So if this is a full ounce, I'm gonna drink this and I'm gonna pour myself an ounce of that Fourgate. How much is that Fourgate at Mr. Lester's?
It's only $30 an ounce.
Oh god.
Which I mean, when you think about what a $200 bottle typically goes for 1 ounce pour anywhere in Lafayette,
you're gonna pay $50-$60 for that pour.
Yep, you're gonna pay $50-$60 for that pour. The closest that I can give you that I've seen in Lafayette is a $200 bottle of Old Carter that goes for $60 to $65 a pour.
John, have you had Fourgate yet?
I have not. They didn't have it when we were there,
brother.
Yeah, because this is December and Winter Implicit Dinner was in November.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can't arm wrestle somebody for a bottle and I'll mail it to you or something.
This particular Fourgate.
I'm sorry.
And this is the newest release. This is the Bluegrass Trilogy 3. The Bluegrass Trilogy 3 that comes in at a whopping... Oh, no. It's only 124.7.
That is the second best thing that's been on my lips today.
I don't even...
What was the first?
Bluegrass
Creamy Melons.
All right, so Sam...
How creamy was it?
Where's the...
Sam, have you had any of this Fourgate?
Yes, I have.
Have you had some tonight?
I haven't had it tonight, no.
Okay, well, you can have some more tonight because...
I appreciate it.
Connor,
we want to make sure that everybody... Yeah, Connor pours because we saw how Connor pours and he's stingy. But Connor pours. Connor's like, wait, what? Yeah, yeah.
He asked me to pour that for him.
I can't remember if I prefer the Bardstown or the Fourgate.
Well, look, the Bardstown
you
is here.
You prefer one of them.
You can... Okay, so real quick, we're going to wrap this up. You can get the Bardstown for 20 a pour at Mr. Lester's, and it's the Bardstown Discovery Series.
You will not be disappointed. Please try this.
Yes, yes, yes. And then the Fourgate, $30 a pour. Both fantastic. Come back. We're going to dive into some topics. We've got some stories on Implicit Bias Jr. for a Merry Christmas episode for this week.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Welcome back into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are brought to you in Hour 2 by William S. Nicol Jewelers. Bigger, better diamonds for less, 3802 Johnson Street. They are open on Christmas Eve this year. They will be open on Sunday. They're not normally open on Sundays, but since Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, they're there for you.
So for all the people who just, not necessarily people, but all the men who just put it off and put it off and put it off, they're like, hey, we're here for you?
It's exactly what they're like. Matter of fact, I think that's exactly what Grant said. We're here for you.
Yeah. And look, what gets me about like Grant and Chantel and everything they do is they're not like the big box stores. If you want something that no one else has, because it's not even made and it's just your imagination, they can do that.
They can do anything. Matter of fact, I mean, I've seen them make custom jewelry and make three different versions to say, which one do you like the best? Because whichever one you like the best, that's the one we're gonna sell you. And then we're going to let the other two, we're going to put them in our showroom and somebody's going to love them because they're beautiful. And they are. They're all beautiful. But they will absolutely take care of you. Now, if you go in there on Christmas Eve, I don't know that you're getting something custom for Christmas.
The chances of that, but you know what? I'm going to go on a limb here and say that, for the right dollar amount.
Well, they're going to help you with something. They're going to help you with something. Oh, they're going to get you something that your significant other needs, that your wife, your girlfriend is looking for, and they're absolutely going to take care of
you. You know what they have in there that some of the ladies might want to go get for their husbands is they have a great selection of watches.
They do. Sam, you have a watch from there, don't you?
I certainly do.
And
I
think, tell us about your watch.
It tells time. No, it's a incredible. I really love it. I had a watch before that I really loved, and I went into Grant to commemorate something special, and I haven't taken this watch off since he put it on my wrist.
The watch before was that. Did it have a calculator on it?
No, it didn't have a second. It is a Citizen Echo Drive, and I love it. I love the band. I mean, it's quality. It feels really good. It looks really good. I get compliments on it all the time.
I know because they have the Citizens. They have Luminox, which I've had Luminox in the past.
I have a Luminox from there. They're fantastic. Connor has a Luminox from there.
Yep.
So the Implicit Bias Junior crew also here. You've heard the voice of Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade, Sam Stokes of Better Brew Productions. We have Connor Bortle on with us. We have Isaac Morse with us. We have Remy Morse with us. And we were talking in the last segment about this crazy melon creamy soda that they got with its food warnings on it, which brought me to our first just kind of news topic of the week. Tyson Foods announces partnership with Prodix for more sustainable protein production. So does anyone here in the Top Secret Podcast lair know what Prodix actually does? Caleb's shaking his head yes. Remy, do you want to... Connor, you want to take a guess?
I'm not sure what Prodix is.
Okay, it's a company.
Oh, really?
Okay, Caleb?
Did I just hear a duck?
What? Somebody step on a duck? No.
Prodix is one of the, they're on the cutting edge of, how do I word that? Insects for culinary use.
Protein production, yes, for insects.
And look, I've eaten, I don't think they were June bugs, but they look like June bugs. I've had ants, grasshoppers, and after eating all that, I don't like the idea of, like, I don't want cockroaches in my Snickers.
Well, and chocolate-covered grasshoppers, chocolate-covered ants have been a thing in foreign countries for a long time, right?
Yeah, but none of mine were chocolate-covered.
But that's the point. They were
cooked in a wok on a street. That's legitimately how I had them.
That's how you had them?
Yeah, I was walking by, and I'm like, was that June bugs? And the guy had no clue what I was saying. And I think I gave him like 900 won, and he gave me a little popcorn thing with June bugs in it, and it tasted like peanuts. So I ate those. The legs were a problem. And then I got grasshoppers later, and that was interesting because you felt all of the pieces of the grasshopper in your mouth, and they were buttery.
Oh, what really? Okay, hold on. What, you just said buttery?
It tasted like you were chewing on crunchy outer shell butter.
So kind of like popcorn kernels, like the shell of popcorn kernels almost?
No, because they have little spiny parts on their legs. So you feel that poking you in the mouth. And then you get like a wing or something like that. It was strange.
So wait, like with a grasshopper, can you get it like chicken? Can you like order two thighs and a wing?
I should have. It was different. It was different. And then that's like when you look at Prodix, they make actual protein bars, that kind of stuff out of insects. It's a very renewable source because they reproduce so fast.
But it's also one of the stories that has been a recurring story from 2023 because good old Klaus Schwab, and if you listen to the show, you know who Klaus Schwab is, has basically come out and said, oh, you'll eat the insects and like it. The World Economic Forum does not want you having that steak that you like.
No, and
they don't want you eating red meat. I love animals. They're delicious if you cook them right.
I love a healthy pet.
Yeah.
You know, and we can, I would send this to somebody who's starving, but I would rather not pay for it.
Well, here's the crazy part. What does Tyson Chicken do?
Bok bok?
Yeah. They're in the chicken business. But here's the...
Chickens eat insects.
So not only do chickens eat insects, though, when Tyson produces chicken, what types of chicken do they produce? Like, what products do they produce?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I mean, so...
Oh, here. Let's
get well, I mean, the famous dino nuggies.
Okay.
Genetically modified at its finest.
Okay. So genetically modified, but hold on. So
Tyson also produces the chicken McNugget.
Okay, so let's start walking through this. They don't just produce on the bone, off the bone, chicken meat. That's not all they produce. For those who've never been to a chicken processing facility, there are kill facilities, there are process facilities, then there are full function facilities which do everything from kill the bird, clean the bird, debone the bird. They also then cook the bird, they bread the bird, they freeze the bird, they do the whole nine yards, and they produce nuggets, tenders, and I'd love to know exactly what's in that breading, right?
That's what I was thinking of, because you could easily use insects to make the breading or filler for a lot of that chicken. You can make one chicken go a whole lot further.
Which is, and look, I'm not saying this is exactly what Tyson is planning is doing, but what I know is anytime you deal with a large corporation, what are they trying to do?
Profits.
Buddy. They are looking to do more with less and create greater profits, and whatever can get them there, that's what they're going to do.
What's a pound of chicken sell for in the grocery store when you buy it?
It depends upon the cut. I don't even know at this point. Sam, we
used to raise chickens.
Have you bought chicken as of late?
I buy a lot of chicken breasts.
It's probably what's
a chicken breast going for by the pound?
I don't know by the pound. I know for two, you're looking at like probably like $6 for like the cheap store brand, and like $12 for the high end stuff.
$2.50 to $3 a pound is probably about right then.
Okay,
because for two breasts, the average breast is about 3/4 pound, so it's got to be at least $2.50 or so then.
Well, if you can, and there, so now there's a couple of ways to manipulate this equation. You either increase the weight of the breaded chicken breast by adding protein to it, which isn't as expensive as the actual chicken,
right?
Or you keep the cost the same and you decrease the size or the amount of the meat inside of it.
And what's crazy is, like, if you ever raise, and people out there do this, when you raise your own birds, the first time, and hunting and all that's one thing, but the first time I raised my own chickens and we butchered our own chickens, plucked them and all that, and we carved them out and separated them, the breast is a third the size of what you bought at the store. And you're like, man, what do they put in these chickens?
Oh, let's talk about the rate at which these chickens grow.
Oh, it's outrageous. They grow 10 times faster.
A chicken goes from a hatchling, right, weighing ounces, to weighing 3-ish pounds in 6 weeks.
It's chicken. Then you have what's called a pullet.
Yep.
Which is a little bit larger. And then you have the full-fledged bird. And
but I mean,
that's crazy.
Think about that growth rate in 6 weeks.
That's astonishing.
Insane how quickly chickens grow.
And it's just to prep them for butchering. That's all. And that's why when you look at these facilities that go through and do it, you know, harvesting your own food is so much more humane, in my opinion, for anything and everything. But it's expensive. It's expensive to raise your own chickens in the beginning. It's expensive to hunt and do everything else. I'm trying to get Sam to go out and kill his own birds. But, you know, he's like, well, I don't own a gun, Caleb. But we'll make that happen.
This is just an elaborate gun sale thing.
It is. It is.
Well, I have a question. I know I've read, and by read, I mean watch YouTube videos about issues with parts of the world where they have trouble domesticating animals and as such have trouble getting protein sources. So I'm curious if this Tyson teaming up with insects could potentially be to feed some of those food deserts that we have out there in the world.
Possibly, but the thing is they already have the insects and everything else there too. So this is something that they're going to go through and they're going to say, look, we're going to give this to them. We're going to work this for them. And they're going to be probably billing, charging, and selling back the same thing that the people already have.
Potentially, yeah.
And the flip side of that, which is, we all know how this works, right? Somebody comes up with a great idea and says, oh, this can be humane. This can be fantastic. This can help people. And then somebody else goes, and I can stick it to a lot of people and make a ton of money doing this with it.
What do you think on this, John?
So have you guys seen the metric? So if you had to guess how many chicken nuggets McDonald's makes with one chicken breast.
If it's more than
45,
if it's more than 10, it's a lie. If it's more than 10, it's not real chicken.
The number will shock you. Any other guesses?
73.
So 45,
you
73.
Just got 18 guesses.
Yeah.
I give it. I'm going to go really high here. 125.
Oh my God. So, no way.
Hold on.
100.
So, So with 64 grams of meat, McDonald's makes over 240 chicken nuggets.
Oh my God.
I like how you said 64 grams of meat. That's a lot of pink slime.
Yeah.
Well, so you're talking about now Chick-fil-A makes 5 to 8 nuggets. Raising Cane's makes 2.
Wow.
If you look at the video,
Raising Cane's getting some small breasts.
Yeah. If you look at the video of the McDonald's food processing facility.
You got to eat the microphone, Remy. You can't be next to it.
I'm getting hand signals waving at me. But if you look at the process of how they make their food, it is disgusting. It looks like pink eraser slime.
So you're speaking specifically to how they make their chicken nuggets?
Yes.
It's if you watch... I've got news for you on this. If you watch 90% of food processing, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a pretty process. You know what is a pretty process? The rest of this week's episode of Implicit Bias when we come back.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's nuvophotea.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist. He owns Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street. Piper's Haven is home to one of the biggest humidors you're ever going to find. Talk to me about how many cigars you've got.
Well, our humidor is 553 square feet, and we have probably close to 1,500 different cigars in the humidor.
It's an incredible amount of cigars.
It's a lot of cigars.
So if somebody is looking for a mild cigar, maybe something midline, I mean, they've
got... Or a full-bodied cigar.
They've got tons of choices humidor.
We can fix you up.
Absolutely, a Piper's Haven. And you also have Lamberger's.
Lamberger lamps and scents and all the parts for it.
I love it. So it's going to smell good, whether it's cigars or whether it's pipes and pipe tobacco, everything, including the accessories, you've got it at Piper's Haven.
We got lighters and cutters and bears. Oh, my.
Piper's Haven is at 3916 West Congress Street between Gilbo Road and Adrian's. Ask him about the bears. Oh, my.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie's Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
The Sam Stokes segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are in hour two, which means William S. Nacol Jewelers makes this hour possible. 3802 Johnston Street. It's a Christmas edition of Implicit Bias, which means they are open at William S. Nacol Jewelers on Christmas Eve, December 24th, Sunday this year, 2023. They are absolutely there for you if you've got an emergency. Go see them. They will take care of your jewelry needs right before Christmas at William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street, bigger, better diamonds for less. Okay, so the Sam Stokes segment, which means the penultimate segment, as we have the Rustic Renegade himself. We have both of his sons here. We have Isaac and Remy, as well as my son Connor, and Sam Stokes in the corner. And it's so funny that we just came off of a chicken nugget discussion, and my next big story was a big story about chicken nuggets. And this is why this needs to be a big implicit bias discussion right before Christmas. New York is attempting to pass a law that is going to force Chick-fil-A to open on Sundays.
I don't think it's going to force them to be open on Sundays. It's going to force them to make a decision. Now, the way the law is written, it's that they must do what's beneficial to the community. So they're saying that by Chick-fil-A not being open on Sunday, it's damaging the community. But I'm willing to bet money that the businesses that are surrounding Chick-fil-A on Sunday benefit from Chick-fil-A not being open.
Oh, I would absolutely agree.
And I'm curious. So Chick-fil-A, their lease, all this other stuff says they'll be closed. I am very, very curious as to what will happen, because if I was on their management team and had any decision-making process with this, I'd be like, you know what? Fine. We will close. Because really, I think it's only that one location. Not all, but like one or two locations.
It is a New York alderman, I believe, who is attempting to pass this law.
So imagine if Chick-fil-A says, you know what? We still want to hold true to our values, and we'll pull out. We'll stop. We'll shut this one down. And you can try to recover without us. That would be my move.
So I'm not sure.
I'm way more petty.
So I'm not sure if this is correct, but isn't that like kind of against the law? Because, I mean, doesn't a business have the right to do what they...
That's a really interesting slippery slope. Because guess what? Because,
I mean, like, it's like any business, they can ask someone to leave their establishment.
They should also be able to set their own business hours.
Right.
Then we get into what is free speech in that kind of way.
Well, what?
It doesn't fall into free speech.
I'm taking the microphone back.
This is your son right there. My goodness.
I took the microphone back.
Okay, so Isaac, you want to chime in?
Hey, you need to speak. What's dead air?
Yeah, dead you need air? To talk. There we go.
Okay, yeah. So... why? What was his like whole reason to just trying to change this in the first place? Because it's not just because it's closed on Sunday. There's got to be some kind of reason to it.
I have an idea of a possible interpretation here. I just think he's mad and a little salty that his favorite restaurant's closed on Sundays.
Their argument would probably be that Chick-fil-A is depriving the state, county, or whatever of a certain amount of taxpayers' money on Sunday by not being open. So therefore, Chick-fil-A is causing damage to the community by not paying their fair share. That's probably their argument. So I'm just curious as how far they're going to push this, because I don't think Chick-fil-A is going to cave to this. I really don't. I believe that they'll sit down and they'll say, you know what, fine, we'll close the restaurant down. We'll stop. We'll cease all operations. Our contract is now null and void, because if they pursue this, their contract says they're closed on Sundays. So their contract's null and void. They could probably sue for damages, probably sue the state of New York. I don't think they would do that, but they could. And then now you have one, two, maybe 3 months where they're trying to find someone else to take over the lease, build into there, and then look at the taxpayer money that this one person.
So let me give you the paragraph from Newsweek that will kind of sum it up. New York Assemblyman Tony Simone has sponsored a bill that would require fast food restaurants at the rest stops to serve customers on all 7 days. The proposed legislation does not target Chick-fil-A specifically, but would have a profound impact on the company, which has 9 restaurants at the rest stops. Here's, to me, the really crazy part about this. It says it doesn't target Chick-fil-A specifically. But how many other fast food restaurants at these rest stops are closed on Sundays?
Yeah.
He's targeting Chick-fil-A specifically by saying we're going to force all of the fast food restaurants to be open on Sundays.
I mean, all of the big fast food restaurants are open 7 days a week.
That's the point, right?
Chick-fil-A is the only one that's not. So I'm
Chick-fil-A is even closed in the Georgia Dome on Sundays, right?
Yeah, they're
that was
closed.
A big story.
They're closed everywhere on Sundays.
The Mercedes-Benz Georgia Dome.
They do not work on Sundays. So, look, I stand with Chick-fil-A on this one. It's my business. If they want a restaurant that is going to be open on Sundays, they need to sign a contract with somebody who's going to be open on Sundays. Or Chick-fil-A needs to say, hasta la vista, we'll see you later. That's my opinion of this situation. But trying to force Chick-fil-A to be open by passing a law and saying you're not breaking it. Honestly, this is the really funny part. Chick-fil-A probably makes enough money because what are they going to do if I don't stay open on Sundays? They're going to arrest the Chick-fil-A? No, they're going to fine Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A probably makes enough money where they're like, okay, we'll just pay the fine. See ya. Which means then they're going to have to go back and they're going to have to amend the law, which would escalate the fines to try and make it something that Chick-fil-A can't afford, which is just absolutely ridiculous. Just let Chick-fil-A have their Sundays.
How much power does Tony Simone have?
I don't know, but apparently this Democrat has enough to get this bill.
Respect to Tony Simone.
Yeah.
Are Democrats so sad that they're just starting to get mad at not having chicken on Sundays?
Hey, that was my earlier proposed theory.
Yeah.
I just think he's upset.
There could be...
is Chick-fil-A the only... It is the best, but is it the only chicken spot on that restaurant?
Here's what I know. What I know is people who are elected to create laws in this country have better things to do than regulate whether a restaurant can stay open or closed or whether they should just sign a contract with a different... That decision is held at a lower level, not the state assembly in New York.
They should have better things to do.
They should. Well, they do. They just don't do them.
Yeah. And at this point, they're just trying to scrounge for something. They're like, you know what? Instead of making people pay their pay taxes they should be paying that we're giving them whatever it is for, instead of giving away all this other money, other taxpayer money, let's go after somebody that we want to pay more. We want them to pay more. We want them to hurt more. We want to do this because they want to teach a lesson to somebody. That's what this comes down to, is they're trying to teach someone that disagrees with them a lesson.
Well, and the statistics are clear. You want people to stop doing something? Tax it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taxes are a penalty.
Look, your income's taxed. Every dollar you make.
Oh, it's...
If you get paid a dollar...
It's Christmas. Why are we going down this rabbit hole?
Oh, God, talking.
Because,
okay,
I mean, by the time I realize that I'm making 12 cents an hour...
It's because I sat down and got hit with a bunch of tax bills. That's what it is.
Look, I had a long conversation with some business owners who were talking about inventory taxes and things like that. And I can only imagine what inventory tax on what we're looking at the table.
I say we do like a big round robin, right? And every business owner in Acadiana gets in a fist fight with all of our legislators. And at the end of the day, whoever's winning doesn't pay taxes.
Whoever's winning the fist fight doesn't pay taxes.
I like it, yeah. But let's do a guitar duel instead.
Oh, like
but
Crossroads?
Then they all got to play the guitar. Machio. What if they don't play the guitar
at
all?
Sucks to suck, bro.
I think I can play a guitar better than some of our, legislators.
Deal. Here's the deal. Everybody can still fight. Yeah. Everybody can still fight.
Or, look, we can combine the two and we can rap battle, Sam.
That would be
there
funny.
We go.
That would be interesting to watch.
There we go. Rap battle. I'm in for that. John, you in for that?
I would pay money to hear Sam rap battle.
We can arrange that, my friend. There's a price for everything.
And just Sam versus Caleb, rap battle to the death.
Sam's like, I already have a fee structure for that. Yeah. Little do you know.
Would you like to be a gold sponsor or a platinum sponsor?
Either way, you're buying him a grill.
Oh, yikes. Okay, so I have a better idea. I think we should let every business owner have control. Remember the dog robot we had on the show earlier this year?
Yeah.
Did anybody actually watch the video that I sent of the Marines putting a tow weapon on top of one of those dog robots and firing it remotely and hitting its target?
Yeah.
Because remember, we actually said, oh, this is a really cool Boston Dynamics robot, but somebody's going to come up with what were some of the names that they came up with? Like Scooby Death.
Scooby Death, Rin Tin Tinja.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is the Boston Dynamics robot dog? Okay,
yes.
So there's a YouTuber, and he made it to where if you, like, he made a mechanism that's on the dog where if you put a red Solo cup on the ground, it will walk towards the red Solo cup and pee beer into the red Solo cup.
You know what? That may be the one we're looking for. We're going to take a break. Come back. Final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias right here.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
The government is full of red tape. If you're a veteran seeking the benefits you've earned and you deserve, you're probably tired of fighting the system. Access Medical Solutions can help. Access Medical, veteran benefits services locally owned and operated by Dr. Mark Freeman, a veteran himself with 30-plus years experience as a disability medical examiner. Let Access Medical Solutions complete an evaluation of new or increased benefit claims in person or via HIPAA-compliant telemedicine consult. Go to axsmed.com to find out more. AXXESSmed.com. Axis Medical Solution. Veteran Benefit Services. We get results.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh in Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186. Or visit dcgagency.com.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We are in Hour 2, which is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Go see them if you need something on Christmas Eve. They're open. Tell them Implicit Bias sent you. They will help you take care of whoever that special person is in your life that you waited till the last minute to get something for. Because trust me, we do it all the time. Yes, Caleb, as Caleb spits whiskey out of his nose. Am I wrong?
No, it was my mouth. But I have a flavor saver. So
No, what I'm talking about is, was I wrong about the fact that we wait till the last minute? And
no, I plan for a lot of things, and Christmas is not one of them. Birthdays, anniversaries are not one of them either. Important dates. We could go on.
Which is why you go to William S. Nacol Jewelers.
Exactly.
3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you want bigger, better diamonds for less. All right. So last segment, and this is something that I think we have not discussed. We said we would discuss it, and I kind of forgot, and we got in a great conversation. We had tons of fun with topics. But this one's important. So a couple days ago, Connor and I were in the vehicle, and a song by Puddle of Mud came on.
Can I guess it?
There's only about three or four.
She f***ing hates me.
Okay. Why you gotta do
right, we're doing this?
How did we know?
You could go with blurry.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, the title of the song is "She Hates Me."
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's in the lyrics.
It's in the lyrics, but
I did it on purpose. And yeah. Sam knows it.
No, we know you did it on purpose. I should have known you were gonna do it on purpose. I blame myself anyway.
I wait for those moments throughout the entire show.
Yeah, we're aware. Anything you can do to potentially put us in trouble with the FCC, you absolutely have to do, and that's okay.
This gabagool right. over here.
Connor, he beat you to it.
He stole it.
He beat you to it. Okay.
What made me happiest was when Sam called me a while back, and he's like, "Caleb, I think you said something," and I didn't write it down. I'm like, "Wait, you didn't do your job?" And he's like, "What was it?" So he was like, "What segment? What was it?" And I'm like,
"Here's the."
I think it was pretty bad.
Here's the kind loser. Here's what this brought us to. The conversation this brought us towards was, man, Puddle of Mud was. They were actually that album was really good. Like it wasn't like three or four albums with one song on each. It was a really good album, and then they went south. And there were a number of issues. The lead singer had issues with the law and with drugs and things of that nature. But I'm almost of the opinion that they were tanked on purpose. And here's why. Because in my opinion, they were the last great bastion of masculine rock and roll before we went to crap in the music world. Okay. Before it just absolutely died out. And it put us where we are today, which is watching a freaking NFL player and what's her face, the no talent clown that she is, dancing around with a bunch of women and girls following her because she's got no talent. She's not good at anything, but they have made her into a machine.
So, you're talking about Tay Tay?
Something.
Wait, hold on. Tay Tay, that's like the Wendy's nickname for the tater tots?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So something that I actually find quite funny about Taylor Swift, if you look at the number of albums she has, it correlates to the number of boyfriends she's had.
I have no clue what that is.
The fact that you know that disappoints me.
How many albums does she have to make before I get a shot?
Are you serious, 5, Sam?
Put me in line.
Well, Sam, I think you can jump to the front of the line.
I was about to say.
Go up there and wave your flag.
She's with Travis Kelce right now, dude. I don't know.
Let me just say this. And this is.
Do you think that you're not in that same league?
No, he's in a different league than me. He's in the NFL, noodle. Clearly.
John, you hear this? He's discounting himself.
I'm not a Pro Bowler.
I mean,
he needs confidence.
She's good like a lasagna noodle. It's not like it's...
Lasagna is delicious, John.
Here's the crazy part.
Oh, that's nasty.
You live in Acadiana. The women in southern Louisiana, specifically southwest Louisiana, are beautiful. Just the genetics here for women are absolutely wonderful.
And they can skin a deer.
They can cook.
They can make gumbo.
They run a trot line.
They can run a trot line.
They can drink with you. Yep. They know football with you.
Did they make $1 billion on tour last year?
Does it matter?
Oh, so Sam's in it for the money.
That'd be pretty tight.
Is that the only reason why, Sam? Well, we should have known you'd be in it for the money.
Sam's a gold digger. Yeah.
I ain't saying he a gold digger.
But he...
Now, okay, oh, Kanye, on the, Kanye on the was okay. Now. Kanye was okay.
I do like Kanye. Yeah. His music's good.
I disagree with you guys. Taylor Swift has written some incredible music. She's a phenomenal songwriter.
Name three of her songs.
Now. Teardrops on My Guitar, Tim McGraw, Shake It. Come on, man.
Wait.
I have no clue if those are her real songs or not.
No, wait. You are claiming that Shake It is a good song?
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you, Sam?
First and foremost, I couldn't name three songs. I don't know if those are her songs or not, but I agree.
Why is one called Tim McGraw?
Romeo and Juliet. That was like her first song, dude. And it's
Romeo and Juliet.
Beautifully
that
written
was
song.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
When she thought she was country, she might have been okay.
I mean, she was 15 when she wrote that song.
So I believe that her earlier stuff is good and it's okay. Like it's okay. I wouldn't listen to it on the regular, but I don't mind listening to it. Like, if it gets put on by someone, I wouldn't mind listening to it. But, like, everything past her early stuff, I think that's when she kind of sold out.
Talk about the pop?
Yes.
I like pop, though. I'm a pop fan. I like boy bands. I like Spice Girls. I like pop.
Dude. Why does the fact that you like boy bands not surprise me,
Sam? I like pop, but like 80s pop, not like new pop. New pop is...
Oh, you're telling me Dua Lipa's not good? Get out of here.
Yes.
You're telling me Bruno Mars is not good?
Okay,
Bruno Mars. Walk right out of here, my friend.
Hold on. Bruno Mars is like a different level. He's not boy band.
Bruno Mars has funk influences. He's got influences from every other genre.
You picked a bad fight.
Why do I feel like Sam is like picking a fight right now on purpose?
I mean,
I don't know who Dua Lipa is.
You don't want to pick a fight with me.
It's okay.
Sam, that's the thing though. You said, "Oh, she makes a lot of good music," and you named a bunch of stuff from like 2007.
Yeah, I mean,
what's a good song like the last 10 years?
Oh man, I don't remember.
That's her first album.
Here's the thing, John Mode. I don't have a lot of memories from the last 10 years. Okay, my memory stopped whenever I turned 18. I got introduced to some new substances, and things started. My short-term memory started withering away. All right, I don't remember a lot of things. You don't have to call me out on the radio.
And then Dua Lipa got good all of a sudden.
On my last trip to Austin. And I listened to a lot of Dua Lipa. I was trying to listen to a lot of pop music, and she's pretty good.
Boys, remind me to Google Dua Lipa.
Post Malone, solid okay. Pop music.
Post Malone, I don't think he's a pop artist. He's country.
Post Malone is not a country
artist. He has rap influence. He is like old rap influence. He has grunge influences. He is a huge grunge music fan.
I mean, every artist has every influence.
This is true.
Yeah.
And again, proving my point that the last great bastion of where we needed to be with music died with She Hates Me.
I personally think that while masculine rock and roll has gone out, I think masculine, like the metal community, is really strong.
Okay,
right now.
So it's starting to get some resurgence. It absolutely is. We're starting to see a little bit more of that.
Okay, so
thrash metal is different than what most people really listen to now.
No, but what Kevon's talking about is there was a time when rock music was pop music. Like rock music entered into the top 40, and it's not so much at this point anymore. There's not a lot of rock in the top 40.
Oh, there you hear virtually no new rock on the radio.
Most of the true, what we would consider rock from the 90s is in country music right now. There's a lot of Southern rock and that
sort
of thing.
Pearl Jam is not in country music. Rage, which...
No, Rage is not in country.
Yeah, they're not. Metallica, which they're all very old now.
They're still kicking, though.
Disturbed. Five Finger Death Punch, that's not all in country.
Stain just released a new album.
Yeah, so Aaron...
Aaron Lewis was country for a while.
He still has country albums.
He got tired of it,
but he also has the other.
Yeah, he just went back to Stain.
No, what I'm saying is what you notice from the country artists, and I noticed this a lot because I worked for a radio station, all the new country artists would come through and we get to watch them perform, is a lot of the guys who probably would have gone rock in the 90s sort of go country. So
you're saying country is the easy turn?
No, it's not necessarily the
Are you
easy
saying
term.
That
it's
most...
Just, it's getting the, I think what he's saying is country's getting the plays, rock isn't getting the plays,
exactly,
so why go
that's,
there?
That's where the money is. That's
so you're
where
not
you can,
saying that they're all boots and no spurs?
They are all hat and no cowboy.
Okay, yeah.
But country has changed significantly in the last few years, and it's become a catch-all for...
There's
pop country, but there's also like rock country as well.
Old school country.
Yeah,
and there are a few artists. I don't like a lot of that other stuff because I'm like, look, just play pop, man. Go do that.
But the fact that we have gone away, I mean, Motley Crue, if Motley Crue were coming up today, number one, they'd have been canceled like after their first show.
Yeah.
But number two, they wouldn't get any airplay. No matter how good they are, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison,
the beauty of all this is we have so many ways to see other artists that we wouldn't have seen. When we were growing up, come on, if it wasn't on the radio, you didn't really know about it.
Agreed.
Unless you were plugged into some like indie thing and then you only knew about the people in your area. So now, man, you're like, oh, well, I saw this guy on TikTok or Twitter or X or whatever it is now or YouTube and this and that. There are so many ways to hear more artists. And I believe there are so many just solid people out there waiting for the right turn.
I don't disagree with you. Where I go with that is I think that what they're running into is they're running into the corporate machines that are trying to keep
all they want is money. They want everything cookie cutter and everyone to go again. You know,
yeah.
I would think that guys like Morgan Wallen and even Post Malone could put out a really good rock album. If that was what was popular right now.
John just texted me. You can talk, John. The best song I've heard in forever. John.
Oh, Shinedown's version of Simple Man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is probably, it's gotten to be one of my favorite bands of all time. The Shinedown's version of Simple Man is one of the best covers I've ever heard.
I get tears.
Oh. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
It is fantastic. We have to wrap up the show. We hope you have enjoyed our Christmas version of Implicit Bias, where we have talked music and gone away from all the topics that we normally go to. We did something different. We brought you Implicit Bias Jr., where they gave us sodas that apparently are going to ruin kidneys and create birth defects, much like we will if you just continue to listen here to your favorite Implicit Bias.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.